Welcome to the program. We begin in Iran, where the security unit tasked with enforcing the strict dress code has been shut down. The decision to stop the morality police from operating comes after nearly 3 months of anti-government protests and violent crackdowns on demonstrations. They were sparked by the death in police custody of 22-year-old student Mahsa Amini in September. Our reporter Dorsa Jabari is standing by for us in Tehran. Hello, Dorsa. What more can you tell us about this decision? How significant is it in the wake of these protests across the country and worldwide?
Well, it's certainly a major development, but I think we have to be very careful. We have to look at the words that was used by the Attorney General Mohammad Jafar Montazeri, who made the comments in the holy city of Qom late on Saturday evening. He said that from where this unit was formed, the morality police, they have been closed. Now, he didn't specify what will happen to this unit as a whole. He didn't say that they've been completely abolished. Of course, the country's laws about mandatory hijab are still very much in place. They haven't been abolished in any way, shape, or form. The Attorney General, who's been in that position since 2016, also went on to say that the judiciary is not involved in this entire unit of morality police that is under the police force in the country, which reports to the Interior Ministry. The Attorney General also went on to say that the issue of mandatory hijab is certainly very important to the judiciary, and he said that it should be taken into consideration that judicial confrontation is the last step. He said that the issue of improper hijab should be addressed through cultural measures. This morality police is a unit that was formed in Iran in 2006 to enforce the country's mandatory hijab rules, which have been in place since just after the revolution of 1979. In 1980, it was mandatory for women to be covered in government offices and buildings. And then in 1983, the country passed the law that it is now mandatory for everyone. Any woman who comes into Iran and is living here must be covered when they leave their home in any public spaces that they are.
Mm. And Dorsa, explain to us who the morality police are and what its officers have been tasked with doing.
Well, like I mentioned, this was a rule that came into practice, became part of the country's laws in 1983. And this unit was established basically because the officials believed that there was a lot of women in the country that were not abiding by the strict measures that they wanted to see women dressed in public. So this unit was formed, and it's by a committee in the country that is made up of the president, the intelligence ministry, and police officials, as well as the judiciary officials. And they came up with the idea of bringing this task force under the police department in the country, where they would be out in public spaces and they would be enforcing this rule. They became operational in 2006, and they've been around for many, many places in Iran, but mainly in the capital, Tehran. And of course, I know many women who have had personal experiences. What happens is they are approached by these officials that operate from a van in various parts of the city, and they are told that they're not dressed appropriately. They are taken to a police facility where they are either fined or they are put through an education course about what they should be wearing when they're in public. And usually they are allowed out with a warning the first time that they're detained. But since Mahsa Amini's death while in police custody in September, there's been a lot of protests that started as a result of this specific unit operating. There was many people that believed that they're confrontational and that they were using force allegedly against women when they were detaining them. And this announcement, I think, is important to note that it comes at a time when the issue of mandatory hijab in the country, or the enforcement of this rule, has been at the center of protests that we've seen taking place. But now those protests have really grown and transpired into something much larger. Whether or not this announcement from the Attorney General is an attempt by officials to try and calm the situation in the country is what many are saying they believe to be the case, since we know that the morality police have not been completely abolished.
All right, we appreciate that update as always. Dorsa Jabari, live for us in Tehran. Let's get further analysis now with Fouad Izzadi, who's also in Tehran. He's an associate professor in the Faculty of World Studies at the University of Tehran. Fouad, thanks so much for being on this news hour. As we heard from Dorsa, our reporter there, there is a nuance in the language here that the morality police hasn't necessarily been abolished but shut down. So is this move actually significant, or is this largely symbolic and just an attempt to appear to be doing something following months of these protests?
Well, I think what is becoming a consensus in Iran is that the previous method of enforcing the hijab laws were not really working properly. And even before the incident we had a couple of months ago, people were talking about using other methods. Your reporter talked about educating the people who were violating the law. You know, what they did was showed them a video of one or 2 hours. You know, I teach at University of Tehran. We have students with us for at least the term, and sometimes I feel I cannot convey the messages that we need to convey to students with 3.5 months. So teaching people something in 1 hour is probably not a good method. So these things are being reviewed by different authorities in Iran. They're trying to make sure that the community standards that Iran has with regard to the dress code is observed. Mm. Iran, as you know, is more than 98% Muslim. So Muslim culture, Muslim populations generally cover more than the Western communities. There is a different set of standards when it comes to covering. We remember.
Yeah, I think the issue here is it's not necessarily about the regulations or the laws. That's not in dispute. What is in dispute is about how the morality police has enforced them. So what does this change or this move, this decision, say about the power of the protest movement, which has not only happened where you are in Tehran and across the country, but also internationally? We've seen vision of women cutting their hair, burning their headscarves. Talk us through that.
You know, what we know, even before the events of the last couple of months, we have a number of Western governments that are trying to demonize Iran. This is how they operate. They demonized Afghanistan 20 years ago, before attacking Afghanistan, and they used this woman covering at that time, if you remember, the burqa. And then after they took over the country, a good portion of the females in Afghanistan continue to wear that type of dress because this was part of their culture. And then there was no news about the fact that the woman in Afghanistan continued that type of dress code after the Taliban were gone. So we need to make sure that demonization of Iran is something, and then the enforcement of laws with regard to covering is something else. Mixing these two issues is not going to help. We need to make sure that the weaponization of news about Iran is not done. And then the country, as I said, is looking at different methods of making sure that the female population is safe and the female population is not harassed in any way.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much for your insights. Fouad Izzadi, who is an associate professor in Tehran.